Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
It's strange to be standing up here after a year of sitting out there.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's so good to see you all this morning, and it's really a privilege for me to be here and to bring God's word to you. And if you see me fiddling with this ear thing, don't think anything of it. I'm not used to it, so you know. Again, welcome to all of you, and I'd like to welcome those that are tuning in, live streaming with us this morning. It's great to have you with us as well. You're probably wondering why I'm dressed in black. Yeah.
We're not picking up on Mike.
Oh, you're not?
Yeah.
About now. Okay. Well, everybody awake now? Okay. Like I was saying, you probably wonder why I'm dressed in black. And over the last, I've been in the ministry now for like 42 years. And I've always worn black. I usually wear white, but I've worn black during this time of the year, Lenten season, because Lent is a journey. It's a journey to the cross and to contemplate what it is that drove Jesus to the cross in the first place. And so it's a reminder that we live, especially during this time, in a constant state of repentance, as we look forward to Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and, of course, the resurrection 3 days later. So, well, how many of you have ever been put on the spot? Yeah, right. Yeah, I remember when I was, we moved around a lot when I was a kid. And sometimes I would be going to a new school in the middle of the school year. Yeah, I see some people shaking their heads about that. Well, the worst thing in the world, of course, was for the teacher to look out at the classroom and to say to everybody, "We have a new student today." And I felt like hunching down in my desk and trying to pretend I wasn't even there. Maybe you've experienced that with some of the social situations that you've been in. Well, I wonder if Peter felt that way when we read our gospel lesson. Jesus is going to put Peter on the spot. And I wonder if he felt that way. I wonder if he felt like, you know, he's always taken the lead. And I wonder if he felt like shrinking back a little bit, kind of getting behind the rest of the disciples. So we're going to be taking a look at that this morning, being put on the spot as Jesus asks us some very important questions. Okay, I know there was announcement today, okay.
So yesterday, our administrative assistant, Dan Dusick, and his lovely bride were married in Hawaii. And is Becky here? Where are you, Becky? Did Pastor make it in time?
Yes.
So Pastor married them both. So anyway, so we're having a big shower for them after church next Sunday. And if you would like to, we're going to have a money tree or gift card tree, and if you would like to contribute, there's these little envelopes out in the narthex on the table. You can pick one up, and if you want to give your envelope either to me or put it in the collection plate today or next Sunday, then after church we're going to celebrate with a cake and a full potluck, and hopefully it'll be just great. So thank you.
Okay, anything else? All right.